irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Yeah! Yo, boy.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. Another great show we are going to have for you tonight. Yes.
Strange Chameleon Show. It is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And because I am the Strange, I'll go ahead and say that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense.
So that means 22nd Sunday of since this year started.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that is fascinating.
I think.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about you, but my back has been hurting, and I just don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the bed.
Because you don't stretch. You never
Could
stretch.
Could that be?
Yes, you got to stretch.
Okay.
You gotta, you know, do some yoga.
Yoga.
Every time I do yoga, you never want to do any of it. You think
I do
stupid.
See you doing a lot of great stretches, and could you teach me real quick?
Go ahead. Okay. Let's for your back.
Yes, for my back.
For your back.
Yeah, I really need to stretch out my back here.
So let's get this out. All right, hold that.
Okay. I don't know. Yes, yes.
Okay, this is great for your lower back. Stand like this. Feet shoulder width apart.
Okay.
You guys at home, if you want to try it.
Try this.
Yes. Yeah. Now bend down.
Don't try this at home, actually. No.
But consult a doctor first.
Okay.
Bend down. See, you got to go lower.
Oh, boy.
Lower.
I can't go any lower. Ow!
Okay, that's just...
Ow!
This is torture.
People do this?
Yes. It's great for your back. Okay, now here's another one.
All right.
Okay. Front, one leg forward. Okay, like you're going to do a lunge. No, not like that. That's...
About to jump out the window?
That's very Ace Ventura.
Okay.
And then to the side. Stretch to the side. Yeah, and then to the other side.
And you do this side too, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, but you gotta stretch. You gotta turn with your stomach, not with your arms. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very Superman.
Okay.
Ish. Okay, and then the other leg.
I can't move.
Okay.
I'm stuck like this. Actually, I'm not kidding. Help me out here.
Okay.
Okay.
See, this is what happens when you're 80.
Okay. That was good.
You're not even half there yet, and your body is like an 80-year-old man.
Oh, man. That actually hurt my back even more. But maybe I just wasn't doing all right.
Yeah, that could be it.
Oh, I feel so stretched out now. All right, let's start the show. Well, work sucks.
Okay, it's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And, okay, hold on. We worked up
You're
the sweat.
You're all right? Got it?
Well, actually, no, we didn't work up
the sweat. I worked up the sweat.
You did, yeah. Well, it is Labor Day weekend. And now we celebrate work, which sucks.
Right. Who wants to celebrate that, really?
I know.
People celebrate not going to work, and people just go to bars, get drunk, and have a good time, you know.
It's happy hour somewhere, you know.
Right.
Say. But so it's a... are you okay, Chameleon?
A little kink. Got it.
Okay. Well, because you probably weren't doing it right. We need to implement
that's
this.
That's the case, yeah. I think that's true.
Every single time.
Every single time. I think we'll just practice this, and pretty soon I'll be doing, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme splits
there
and all that. Yeah,
there
yeah.
That's what you got to work up to. But now something happened on Friday.
I'll go into it.
Okay, yeah, we're going to go ahead and discuss that.
Okay.
And Labor Day weekend, it celebrates the worker. That's the whole point of the holiday, celebrating
right.
the worker and everything that a worker has to offer for a company, for society, so on and so forth. Now, before Labor Day was even implemented as a holiday, workers, I don't know if you know this, they used to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, boy.
Now, imagine how much you guys hate your jobs out there. Now, imagine 12 hours a day with no rest, with no day off.
Not even a break? A 10-minute, 15-minute break or anything?
Not necessarily. I mean, breaks by law, you know, they weren't law back then.
They break their backs. That's what you got to do.
That's
yeah.
when you got to break.
Yeah.
When you broke your back, pretty much.
Pretty much. Jeez. Yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah. And now Oregon, fun little fact, Oregon was the first state to actually take into consideration Labor Day holiday before it was a national holiday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Fun fact. Go Oregon.
Oregon.
Not Oregon.
I didn't say Oregon.
But Oregon.
Oregon. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're not talking about your...
Okay.
Your strange. Diamonds or emeralds or whatever it is.
Your strange theory.
All yeah, right. That's later. Well, sad news when it comes
yeah.
to working and work sucks on this Labor Day weekend. My mother won't be... I mean, I'm sure she might enjoy her Labor Day weekend, but she was recently laid off. And they said to her... I mean, she worked for the company. We won't disclose its name
because
it doesn't really matter. But
I believe it's called Ahold Corporation.
That's right. And she worked for the company like 20-something years, long time. And they said, well, your position is no longer needed. They found someone younger that they're going to retrain and all that.
Did they actually say we found someone younger?
Later on, they said we're going to hire someone and kind of train them, someone who has a financial background and all this.
Quote, unquote.
Quote.
See,
and it's like, I do that. I do have a financial background. I do all this. You know, everything that they were saying was just BS.
Yeah.
And it just makes me mad because she worked for the company for so long and they just throw away like nothing and move on to another person. And they're going to be costing, it's going to cost a lot of money to retrain someone. And do all this, and then the person's going to mess up a lot, and it's going to cost them money. And who knows? They might even call her back and be begging for her to come back, and she'll be like...
I just won the lottery. Screw you.
Right.
But, see, there's a lot of ageism that's happening right now. You know, people are going... They're talking about the subject of, you know, non-equal pay with gender. And there's a lot of unequal pay. You know, if you're a man, you make more, et cetera.
Yeah. Right? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
But he's probably not. But ageism is a huge factor.
Yeah.
Ageism, in a sense, I feel like it's even worse than unequal pay with genders. Why? Because it affects you whether you're a woman or a man. And she was just getting ready to retire. And then they go ahead and they kick you out because they don't want that responsibility, that financial responsibility on their backs.
Kick you. They kick you out.
Yeah.
Like you're nothing.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And, you know, you could give 20 years. She was with the company for like 20 years. You could give 30. It doesn't matter. I mean, you're in.
And she saved the money. That's the funny thing. Like, you do so much for a company. You save the money. You do everything that most people really don't.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just kind of do, yeah, okay. And they look through stuff and they'll bypass certain things and they'll just like, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But she cared and she put so much of her energy and time, overtime and everything like that. And they're just like, okay, thanks. Your position is no longer needed.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It's horrible. And so anyways, that's why we're dedicating this segment, this whole
to anyone that has been a victim of ageism.
Right.
In the workplace.
Or recently got fired, you know.
For no good reason.
For no good reason.
Or because of sexism.
And I'm so glad I work for myself and I don't really work for a company anymore. So
that's good. Yeah. And what inspired you?
I love playing with myself. I mean, working for myself. It feels so great.
Now, what really inspired you to be the
truth is, I didn't really get fired per se, but I was at that point because everyone, this company was laying people off left and right for something so small. You didn't take your lunch break. You didn't do this. Mm-hmm. And it was an installer job. I was full time and everything. And they started laying people off. And I noticed this and I was like, you know what? This company's corrupt. I don't like it. I don't work for any corrupt companies. I'll quit myself and deal with that because I know I'm next in line. So why try to suck up to the man and all this when they're just going to toss me in the can, you know? So
you just said that because it rhymed, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm just like, I work for myself now, my own company, and I kind of just do what I want, my own time, and it feels great.
Yeah, it feels great. The man.
That's right.
Because now you're the main man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's going on. You know what's
But, you know, they're not necessarily corrupt companies. They're just...
No, not all of them.
They're just greedy.
Yeah. And greed is a it's taking over this world. Chester, so much greed.
You know, Chester Bennington, before he passed away,
right?
He said that one of the terrible plagues of this world is greed.
Yeah.
He said one of them was greed.
One of them.
Yeah, and it's very true. Very true.
One of the six or seven deadly sins?
Is also greed.
Is greed, yeah. It's one of them.
It's just bad, and it has no consideration for the worker.
Yep.
You know, they just, you're gone.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye. They don't care.
Well, you had a kind of a weird experience, didn't you, driving?
Yeah.
You know, you were driving one day. You were telling me this. Go ahead and tell the people what happened.
I'm going to tell the people what happened.
Break it down.
So So I'm with my mom in the car, and I'm driving down the freeway. What an odd transition, by the way. It's like, wait, what? I'm driving down the freeway.
You're driving now.
We're talking about what goes on in the workplace. Now I'm driving down the freeway.
Right.
100 miles per hour. No, I'm kidding. I was not driving 100 miles
per hour. Oh, yeah, right.
No, that was the guy next to me.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the cop.
Oh.
That passed by me. So now I notice I'm on the far left lane. Excuse me, the far right lane.
Okay.
So I'm going slow.
You're in the slow lane.
60 miles per hour, which isn't bad.
I think the limit is 65, though, so you should have been up at least five more.
Oh, well, I am terribly sorry.
Yeah, that's the law.
Sheriff Logan, I'm so sorry. Sheriff Chameleon. But
don't use my last name ever. How dare you?
Do not use
my last name in vain.
I'm so sorry. You know what?
It's Chameleon you.
I corrected myself.
Okay, good, good.
No, but now I noticed that there's this big truck. Now, it wasn't like one of those big rigs, but it was one of those cargo where they have
taco trucks or something.
No, it wasn't a taco truck. It was they haul like cargo and they have bars on the side. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
One of those landscaping trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing.
Pretty much, but it wasn't a landscape truck. But so I noticed that it's getting really close to me. Okay. And it's really odd. You know when someone's not really paying attention because they get dangerously close. So I was about to put my hazards on. Because
right.
This has happened before. And the lady was actually, this other time that happened, she was actually applying face cream.
Oh, boy.
And I was slowing down because there was traffic ahead.
Face creamers.
I actually put the hazards on, and that's the only way she noticed me, and she swerved to the next lane, nearly missing me.
Jeez.
So I know that it can save your life. If there's a tailgater, you guys, put your hazards on. Let them know what's up. Now, I was about to do that, but before I could even, he switched lanes very radically, of course. Now, when he passed by me, I noticed he was looking down at his crotch.
Oh.
But we all know what that means. He's on his phone.
He's on his phone. Yeah.
Now, he kept going ahead. I was about to chase him down and get his license plate.
Oh, boy.
I have a dash cam.
Watch out.
But... Yes, you don't want to mess.
You don't want to mess with strange.
Don't mess
in the dash cam
with the S.
Oh,
okay. But before I could even do that, you know, things got a little dangerous. He because he was weaving
dangerous.
In and out.
Dangerous
because he was weaving out. I couldn't catch up to him. I'm not gonna, you know, I have my elderly mom in the car. I'm not gonna
screw that. I'd chase him down. Chase him down. Hey, come on, mom. We're going on a. Little roller coaster here.
We're going on a pursuit.
On a pursuit.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no. So I didn't do that. But I thought to myself, well, maybe because it was so odd the way he was just going, and I knew I had every right to report this guy to save someone's life out there on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because people like this, it's only a matter of time before they kill someone, really,
I know.
Or themselves.
Yeah, right.
But now I thought to myself, well, because he just sped off and I just can't seem to catch on, maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe God doesn't
want him to lose
his job.
How did you come up with this conclusion?
Well, because I don't know. I thought
this is
maybe...
weird. This guy's tailgating you, and he's, you know, all angry, looking at his pecker and all that, and he's a nice guy.
I'm thinking maybe the universe is trying to tell me don't report this guy. Maybe he's got kids. Maybe he just got divorced. He's going through something. He's really a good guy. He needs this job. So I'm like, okay, and then I'm letting it go, okay? No? Okay, well.
No.
All right, hold on. Now, I'm letting it go, but now my exit is coming up.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to exit. Now, as I'm exiting off the ramp, I pass by him, and I notice the name of the company.
Uh-huh.
And it had two G's in the name.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm like, so that really just stuck out to me.
Okay.
So I get home and I'm like, well, what the heck? I'll just go ahead and Google this company. And I did. And I call the company and I let them know, like, hey, listen, this just happened at precisely. I gave them the time. I couldn't get the license plate, but I gave them the time and the exact, you know, place where
your GPS location.
My GPS. Well, I asked them, hey, you know, if you guys have GPS on the truck, you'll be able to go ahead and track this guy.
And what happened?
Okay. Turns out I didn't even need to go above and beyond because they said, well, there's only, because of Labor Day weekend, there was only one of their guys on the road.
Everyone else canceled. Or called in sick or something. There's one guy in that location.
One guy driving around, and it's that lucky duck. And
oh, then boy.
The owner called me hours later saying, well, thank you for calling in. We're going to go ahead and fire this guy.
Whoa, nice.
And I'm like, oh.
Now you felt bad?
You mean you're not going to give him a pep talk or anything? Like,
it's probably not just the first pep talk they've had with him. He sounds like he has a problem just being an erratic driver.
He was mad. The owner sounded very upset.
Yeah, because if it was just the first time, you're like, all right, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll discuss it. We'll figure it out or something, you know?
And I'm sure they go through training, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like the company cars that or trucks that have like, how's my driving?
Terrible.
No, but actually majority of the time they actually do drive pretty safe and they drive slow. When I see that sticker, I know, and I see the way they're driving, they're actually pretty safe.
Have you ever called to say his driving was impeccable? No.
We should do that.
Be
that's
our
true.
Nice deed. Okay.
That's true. But there was this one time where someone actually had that sticker or, you know, how's my driving? And he was driving kind of fast and tailgating. And I got his number and everything and a license number and all that. So there's just like that small percent of people. But usually they have to be safe because they know they're being reported. They're being tracked and all that. So
Yeah. Well,
I feel like every single car needs to be tracked and so forth. So, you know, they all drive safe.
I know you do. He's like the saber light man on the road. If you have your lights on,
well,
chameleon.
Think about it. You're driving, and especially when it starts getting towards dusk.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're driving, especially coming back from LA and all that, the sun starts coming down, and people don't have their lights on. They're like ghosts. You can't see them. And especially, you know, just the backdrop and everything, they're just like invisible. And so it's like, yeah, put your lights on so I can see you. And then there's people when it actually gets dark and they don't have their lights on. And it's like, come on. I thought automatic cars and have that automatic. All new cars have an automatic
light
on, you know, that headlight and so forth. Oh, you're getting me all flustered here. Oh, man. And when they got the potholes, oh my God, don't get me started on potholes.
Oh,
but
don't. Let's not get you started on
potholes.
Oh,
boy. You know what? Let's just get right into our news.
Let's just get right into the news of the week.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
No. The earthquake.
The earthquake. Oh, I can't believe I forgot.
It's shaking.
Do you guys remember that earthquake that happened not too long ago? Like,
On Tuesday? Chameleon, where were you?
I was actually in the shower. yeah, we don't need to know what I was doing. All right. But I'm just saying I was in the shower, you know, had my leg up and I was trying to, you know, practice my stretching.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but all of a sudden the ground started moving and I thought it was like, you know, it's an old kind of house. So I was like, you know, maybe I don't know, something happened, you know, someone opened up a door or something, but it was like, it moves very suddenly. And I was like, wait a minute, is this an earthquake? Moving around
well,
and I was
out.
Dancing. I love earthquakes a little bit because it's like, I don't fear them. I'm excited because it's just a natural thing that happens to this earth. And it's just interesting to me.
It's really
fascinating.
Every time there's an earthquake, I accept it with grace.
Yeah.
But it really creeps me out, man.
Yeah.
It creeps me out because it's the ground is moving, you guys. Nothing can stop the ground from moving.
Nothing.
It doesn't matter where you are. You know, even when rain falls, you can have an umbrella. You open the umbrella and that's okay. You're fine. But just the ground moves. It's just, it doesn't matter where you are. You're going to feel it unless you're up in the air. But anyways, yeah, I was actually working out and I nearly hit myself on the head with a dumbbell.
With a dumbbell?
With a dumbbell.
A dumbbell. Oh, okay.
A dumbbell.
Dumbbell. Yeah, yeah. Those weights that you put.
Yeah. But luckily it missed.
Oh, luckily. Luckily.
Well, it's interesting because you were just on a site that day, weren't you?
Was it that day?
Yeah.
Okay. So that day I was doing an install and I was installing some speakers. You're right. Thank you for bringing this up. And I go and I told the manager, I was like, you know, these speakers will not fall. I've secured it. Everything's secured. So even if an earthquake happens, it's not going to fall. And even if it, let's say, come loose from the ceiling, which it won't. I was assuring her that it won't, but it's going to just dangle because I got it secured. So it won't actually fall and hit anybody or hurt anybody. It'll just dangle and then we'll just come back and fix it or something. But
and then sure,
I assure you 100% it's not going to fall because that's how great work I do. I do such great work.
And then sure enough, the earthquake hit.
Yeah. And no complaints. No one called me.
No one called you with damage. And I told you, I was like, that felt like a 4.5. And then on the news, they said it was a 4.4.
Oh, so you're like the Richter scale. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a built-in Richter scale.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I was off by 1 point.
Just 1 point. That's not too bad.
No, not at all.
I mean, when I felt it in the shower, it felt like a 2 or 3 to me.
You don't even know
what that is. I don't know. I thought I just farted or something, and it was shaking.
Oh, my gosh. Well, one of our top stories.
Yes.
Aretha Franklin was laid to rest on Friday.
Yeah.
It was a 6-hour ceremony, my friend.
A 6-hour tour.
Her wardrobe was changed 3 times.
Oh, my gosh. You know, let her rest in peace, would you? I mean, she's been performing all her life since she was young and all this, and she actually passed away. Let her rest. And she's got wardrobe. They're changing her and putting makeup and everything. And she didn't even get to sing, from all things. She didn't even get to sing.
No, she didn't. She's resting now.
She's resting.
At least she's trying to get some rest.
She's trying to. Without her publicist letting her know, hey, we got to change you again because, you know, we got to move you over here.
People that knew her, they said, a lot of people that attended, a lot of celebrities did say, you know, this is what she would have wanted. I quite frankly, and this is just my opinion, thought they were just making way too much of a spectacle out of her. I felt, you know, I believe in, you know, having respect for the dead. But I understand, you know, it was more of a celebration of life.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's just, you know, when you're changing someone multiple times, when, you know, it's, I feel like it goes a little too much. But that's just my opinion. Bottom line here is, I'm glad she got all the love she deserved, and she touched so many people's lives. And,
yeah,
you know, she's resting in peace now.
Yeah,
that's what matters. But
I agree.
During the ceremony, and I told you about this, Bishop Charles Ellis, he was getting handsy with Ariana Grande.
It used to be Grande, and now Ariana Grande, but now it's Grande.
Well, he said that he was sorry afterwards. He said he was sorry for touching her inappropriately.
Yeah. I guess apparently he had his hand around her boob.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
To be fair,
what, Chameleon?
She got no titties to grab. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, he could have been just still grabbing her rib, you know, part of her baby fat or something. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying, maybe he wasn't. I'm just on the defense.
You know what? I believe he was.
Okay.
And
no, because there are a lot of, yeah.
She felt it. And I would have said something.
Right.
Not necessarily in a super serious way. But
I know you would have gave him a good right hook.
I would have, you know, like, hey, man, watch that arm.
Yeah, play it off all funny.
Yeah, but definitely, because it was, like, on there for a while.
That's true.
Our sources say it was on there till the end of the 6-hour ceremony. No, I'm just kidding there.
Oh, okay.
But it was on there for quite a long time.
For sure.
Now, you guys, moving on to another one of our stories. Federal judges have blocked the first trophy hunt for grizzly bears in Yellowstone National Park. Okay, and this is very important.
Okay.
The U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen granted a temporary restraining order Thursday to halt the open licensed hunt of Yellowstone grizzly bears, which would have allowed hunters to kill as many as 23 bears for sport, which is sick.
That is sick.
It's just, we don't need to kill. You
right.
know, there is so much destruction going on in this world. If you guys don't remember, there is a war going on. We're still in a war.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening overseas. Since it's happening overseas, we think everything's okay. But there is so much bloodshed. Not just in the Middle East, but all over.
Right.
And there's so much violence in Latin American countries, which is why so many people are coming to our country seeking refuge. There is just so much. Why kill
innocent?
There's no need.
Animals that, just because they're being overpopulated now, that's a good thing.
They're not even overpopulated.
I know. There's only 700.
It's just a proper level of population. And who are we to say you're overpopulated? I mean, when you think about it, human beings are overpopulating. But you know what I mean? It's like, have some comment. How would you like it if someone started killing you? Well, you know, there's too many people and our resources are running dry. We're going to start shooting you guys. I mean,
right.
But now in 2017, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed the Yellowstone grizzly bears from the endangered species list, claiming the bears had grown to 700.
Right.
In population. Now, this resulted in Wyoming and Idaho approving plans to allow hunters with a permit to kill the bears this fall for the first time in over 40 years.
Sick.
More than 7,000 people, check this out, more than 7,000 people applied for a permit to hunt the animal in Wyoming. And after the judge's ruling, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department began notifying the hunters of the suspension.
Okay.
But now, 7,000 people applied for a permit. The bears have grown 700 in population. Do the math here.
I know. That doesn't seem right.
Everything is right.
They're going to kill them like three times?
They're going to kill them in one day.
Yeah.
Then they're all gone.
Right. That doesn't make sense.
Idiots.
Well, that's just the number itself. They, applicants-wise. Now they have to decipher all those 7,000 into about 300 or whatever how many are actually going to be.
But 7,000 people apply for this permit.
I know.
You know what I mean? So there's plenty of people.
Right. No,
they want in.
I know. That's what's...
And yeah. Hunter, and you pay money. So this is the thing about, you know, the way that hunting works.
Yep.
So they give back, quote unquote, to these organizations that protect animals. But then as a result, you know, it's like such a monopoly.
Yeah.
Now, supporters of the grizzlies include renowned wildlife photographers who applied for some of the hunting permits. But, and won, at least one, with the intention of not using them under a campaign called Shoot 'em with a Camera. And you can go to shootemwithacamera.com to learn more. We have the link on our website.
Okay.
To learn more about this. Yeah, shoot them with a camera, not with bows and weapons.
Right, right.
They're so beautiful.
Shoot them with the lenses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's their ground. It's their territory. They were actually here before us.
Right.
Okay, whether you
shoot them with the archery. No, I'm just kidding. No. I'm kidding.
Would you like it if someone shot you with an archery?
I think that would be pretty impressive. Because, you know,
that's a big skill,
you know?
I said if someone shot you with an archery.
Yeah.
You would be very impressed.
I would be impressed.
Well, listen.
I'll put an apple, you know, on my head. Or...
Archery is actually even more brutal than a shotgun. Because then they die slowly and painfully.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I take my statement out.
I do believe that it is a way of an art form. It is a bit artistic. But now I actually want to learn archery, but not to hunt.
Right. No, not to hunt. I'm
just
all about
to, like,
the sport for...
Shoot apples or something.
Apples and oranges. Yeah, definitely.
But you know what I mean? Not necessarily just as a sport, but no one is injured.
True.
And before anyone's like, oh, are you going to shoot apples and oranges? And there's people dying of hunger.
Shut up.
Now, the suspension is in effect for 14 more days. Within this time, I urge you guys to please contact the U.S. Fish Wildlife Service and the National Park Conservation Association. The links are on our website, so please get to it, you guys, if you give a damn.
Yeah, come on. Oh, tell me about this Louis C.K. story.
I just
want to get into that.
Okay. Louis C.K., back at it. This guy
this
has
is
learned
interesting.
Nothing. Okay, so in New York, he... You're really excited about this. So he was given the stage. He was given the go to come on and do his thing. He provided material.
Okay, to do his comedy thing.
To do his comedy. Okay. Now, we all know what happened, right? He was blacklisted after allegations of him taking
His thing out
and, you know, just exposing
putting
himself.
Thing in the air, waving around like he just don't care.
He just don't care. And apparently so did the woman. They didn't want any of that.
Right.
And in one incident, he did block the exit, which is a big no-no.
No.
You don't do that.
You don't
Clearly
block the exit.
Clearly she wants out. That's like false imprisonment. You know what I mean? because now right. she is forced to stay inside. That's
yeah.
So anyways, this guy, Kathy Griffin, is beyond upset. She's like, this guy has learned nothing. He used, I kid you not, you guys, he used rape jokes.
In his comedy bit?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no.
He's learned nothing. Everyone's
he's just
saying.
Learned nothing.
He learned nothing. He just went on a vacation, came back, and now he's at it again. No.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Do you think it's cool?
No. No, especially all that happened. I would mm-hmm. kind of give a break from all that and change your material to something a little bit more lighter, you know. And even making fun of yourself may be too soon. You know, if he was like, oh, blah, 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 and I'm playing with myself. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's yeah. a little too soon. So I think he should have just changed it up.
To wrap this up, because we need to get to other stories now. Just to wrap this up, I do want to say, you know, Robin Williams and Jim Carrey, they were one of, and I know I'm missing other people's names, but one of the greatest comedians of all time.
Yeah, definitely Jim Carrey.
Yeah, and Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams.
And I don't really remember
one of the greatest
being so objectifying towards women in their jokes. And I feel like that's exactly what made them stand out, because they used comedy at its purest form.
Yeah.
To enlighten us, to brighten our day, to put joy in our hearts. And then there are these wannabe funny guys
mm-hmm.
that are going to throw jokes at other people's expense. This is why I love quirky humor.
Yeah.
And I celebrate quirky humor, because when it's quirky, you throw a joke at your expense because you're trying, you make your, like Conan O'Brien, he makes fun of himself, and he said this
yeah.
on a show. He makes fun of himself so that other people can have a good time.
Right.
That is such a selfless, artistic act. But when people try to do it at someone else's expense to get a laugh, to be cool,
right.
to be that guy, get out of here. And I think society is making it very clear we're moving past that, and we're moving towards a new age. So accept it.
Accept
get
it.
Get with it.
Get with it.
Get out.
That's right. That's right. A little fun fact. Jim Carrey actually would send letters over to Tupac when he was in prison for whatever reason. You know, he's totally innocent. but he would send him letters and yeah. just the funny letters to make him laugh while, you know, have, you know, to put a smile on his face.
There you go.
And in return, Tupac sent him death threat letters. Stop.
When I Stop. Get out.
When I get out, man, I'm going to, oh boy. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't do that.
See,
but I
mean,
think that's pretty cool. It's just like he made everybody smile. And he's.
That's a real comic.
Yeah.
That's why they're really, truly celebrated.
Right.
And now in the news this week, a guy walked into a Sherman Oaks office building claiming to be a plumber, saying that one of the pipes they were working on upstairs had busted, and gave everyone 5 minutes to use the restroom. So people left to the restroom, leaving their belongings behind, because he just talked up a storm, you know, and said like he just convinced everyone. He gave a speech.
A
speech that he was a plumber, and everyone just bought it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can relate a little bit to this. You know, I go to a lot of different sites, and I have the credentials and everything, but they don't ask sometimes. At a lot of these places, I've been to banks, high, you know, profile corporate, mm-hmm. you know, centers and everything, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm so-and-so, I'm here to install this, and they know that I'm there to install something ahead of time. Like, they'll get an email, and then they'll be like, yeah, okay, but they don't check my credentials to make sure I am who I say I am. So there's a lot of times I can easily just go through, and I, you know who's to say that I'm not legit, which I am,
yeah.
but it's just like, you should always check and double check to make sure that I am who I say I am.
They just let you in.
Yeah, they just let me in.
See,
and
I mean,
I do my thing, but I actually do
right.
my install, and I follow up and everything. It's not, you know, but it's just other people out there could be doing something different. Maybe hacking into your system, or, you know,
yeah.
something bad.
It's so easy, right? I mean, you just trust someone. You say, oh, yeah, I'm with so-and-so. And then if they don't ask credentials, there you go.
Yeah.
But So that happened this week, this past week.
Yeah.
And so this guy stole people's belongings. What a shame. They didn't name the company. I'm thinking it's because they're just embarrassed.
Yeah.
But also, a few weeks ago, there was a coffee shop blast.
Yeah, not too long ago, actually, there was a coffee shop blast. And I think it was like a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And basically, well, we have an update on that. So I'm going to play you guys just the story that happened, what they were talking about. Okay. Hit it, Smithers. Come on.
Come on, Smithers.
We're on a time factor.
Just imagine one minute you're just sitting in a coffee shop and the next you're caught in the middle of a terrifying explosion. I mean, that's what happened here. Everything seemed fine in this South Georgia coffee shop until look at this. My goodness, a massive explosion. I want to slow it down for you just so you can see exactly
what
happened
here. She's a little excited.
A little excited.
Our affiliate WALB reporting a construction crew hit a natural gas line. That set off a chain of events leading to this blast. Three women suffered burns in the explosion this week, and they were flown to a hospital for treatment. The blast was ruled accidental.
Nah. Okay, so let's just kind of go over this a little bit. A construction crew, yes. We're actually installing fiber optic in Georgia, Homerville.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Except I'm not over, they call manholes out in the city. And I wasn't down in the manhole doing all that, but they were, and apparently they I believe it's negligence, because if they're doing their thing, they're not paying attention, they hit something that may have cracked and got the leak going.
Mm.
And fiber optics is light, very thin of light. And maybe something with that sparked it or something else. Or who knows? They always smoke cigarettes, so maybe they were doing something of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that led to the coffee shop that exploded. And there were three people that got injured. But we have, there was actually four people there. The fourth one wanted to actually kind of elaborate more of what happened. So
the fourth one was in the bathroom. They didn't check the restroom.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. So we actually, I think we get them on the line so we can be able to kind of like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's see. Smithers, can you...
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service.
Come on,
at this
Smithers.
Time.
That makes sense because of the explosion. I think they don't have any more telephones. So I might be calling from a payphone or something. So I don't know. So there we go. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Now, who are we speaking with here? Who's on the line?
Jittery Joe.
Okay.
Where were you when the explosion happened?
Yeah, tell us more about that.
Jittery Joe?
I was in the...
Is everything okay with this?
Restroom?
Okay.
Okay.
You were in the restroom?
Well, okay, then... Yeah. So, what exactly happened that day before the explosion? Can you explain that?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Okay.
Except flushing the toilet, and then I was on the floor.
Okay.
Okay. And then you were on the floor.
Okay. Well, investigators said that there were three people in the coffee shop. So yeah, you must have been in the bathroom. Did you wash your hands?
I didn't have...
Seems a little still startled from this blast.
Because it's shocked.
Because of the explosion.
Do you...
Okay. Do you live nearby the coffee shop?
Yeah.
Do you live near
Hello?
There?
Yes, I live in the coffee shop.
Oh, well, that okay. explains everything.
Yeah, I know, huh? Well, I mean, that makes sense. I mean,
now... What's your favorite coffee drink? Because now we get it.
Yeah, explain. I mean, I'm sure you have all different flavors, but...
What's your favorite?
My favorite drink is the Jitter Espresso.
The Jitter Espresso, okay.
Named it after me, since I am their number one fan of their coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Why are you so jittery, Joe? I mean, it's all that coffee or what?
Are you there, Joe?
I love coffee.
Okay. Now that makes sense. Okay. All right.
Please don't make fun of me.
I was not making fun of you.
That's rude.
Okay, you're right. I was a little bit.
No, we appreciate you, Jittery Joe. We really do. Now, where are you going to stay? Since the place was destroyed. Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jittery Joe, for calling us for an update on what happened that day. We hope you find a new place soon and relax. You know, have some coffee and be safe. Oh. Most importantly.
Or maybe not.
Yep, that's
Another
true.
Cup.
Oh, there he goes with that coffee run.
Oh, great.
Oh, man.
Now look at what you did.
Jeez.
Man.
Jittery Joe. Give
Jittery
it up.
Jittery Joe, everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope he finds a new place.
Yeah.
I really do. There is, we do have the A-hole.
A-hole of the week.
Of the week. He is a notorious L.A. native dine and dasher and snipping and ditching.
Snipping and ditching.
Apparently, women have come forward meeting this guy on a dating app, like Plenty of Fish, and they would go to these lavish, high-end restaurants, and he'd order a bunch of food and lobster and the chicken plate and then dinner. I mean, and then dessert
wow.
and coffee. And he would say, I got to go take a call outside. I'll be right back. And he would never come back, this guy. and the women think they're being safe by meeting this creep. I mean, someone they don't know. In public, like, okay, I'll meet you on our first date at a restaurant. You think that's safe, but apparently there are these dine and dashers that still exist to this day.
Yeah, and it's pretty sad that, you know, that has to come to that. I remember my first dine and dash.
Wasn't
sadly, right? I was with some friends and I felt bad, but I ended up going back and paying. But, you know, I don't know. I dined and dashed, and I was like, I felt bad, and I
you
went over there
bad?
And just paid him whatever I had in my pocket. I was
That's really funny.
Yeah.
You're the repenting dine and dasher.
Yes, I am. I am.
You just couldn't do it, could you?
Well, that's all we have for tonight.
It's that time.
It's that time
to say goodbye. But stay tuned, you guys.
Yeah.
Coming up next. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. For the real. Get real with Dr. Dina.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that. Well, thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show. You know, follow us on the latest and greatest on our social links. Go to strangechameleonshow.com. Remember, if you ever feel like something is wrong when Louis C.K. comes out in a thong, jam on!
Have a strange night and have strange dreams.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.